You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host. I have Tammy Haldeman with me. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
And Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title. Welcome, Knox.
Thanks, Doug.
So I want to welcome special guests to the studio, frequent visitors. We have Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. Welcome, Stephen.
Afternoon, guys.
And we also have Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. You guys, we were having a conversation earlier in the week about how much you guys end up going into properties where somebody screwed up and they hired an amateur to do a job. And you guys have to frequently go in and clean up the mess from these people.
They have their own bailout program.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, these days, the level of credibility in contractors in general is going to an all-new low. And it's unfortunate because there are a lot of great construction companies right here in St. Louis that they lead their business by integrity and in honesty and doing things right the first time. And unfortunately, sometimes it's being overshadowed by people that are more apt to just getting a profit than worrying about what the work's being done right the first time.
The quality of work.
The quality of work. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Do you find that business is one that lends itself to the out-of-towners that kind of come through and there's some natural disasters or things like that to try to come in and have no credibility whatsoever in the area?
Absolutely. Especially the past 2 years between 2012 and 2013 with the hailstorm in 2012 and the big tornadoes that came through 2013, you saw a lot of storm chasers coming in. We call them storm chasers because they're guys that are from out of town. And they set up shop here in St. Louis temporarily. And most of the time, they're here for the wrong reasons. They're taking advantage of the distributors. They're taking advantage of the homeowners. They're taking advantage of the municipalities here about what work they're doing. And it's unfortunate. So...
When Stephen, how often do you deal with this with foundation repair?
Well, I don't get the out-of-towners so much, but Andy and I have experienced many misdiagnoses on homes. You'll have an insurance company fight too hard for the insurance company and not for the claimer. We've seen things misdiagnosed. So a lot of times you have to be the guy that bears the truth and illustrates it properly. It's disheartening, but that's the joy of the business is being able to be different. And I think you'll agree, Andy, that bigger isn't always best.
That is correct. 100% correct.
I have one question for you. I know last year they talked so much about the drought that we experienced
right.
and the hydrostatic pressure on foundations being, mm-hmm. I guess, completely screwed up. Have you found this year, as we lead into fall and winter, when we get generally more moisture, that your volume is going up?
We have. We're actually... experiencing a repeat. The year before the drought hit hard and the foundation started breaking. People actually lost some of their insurance on their homes. And when the water came back, we have a lot of plastic soil in Missouri and St. Louis, and that equates to displacement. The ground doesn't absorb the water, so it pushes. And concrete doesn't flex well, so as it breaks, it falls down in a way, so when the water comes back, it swells the ground back up. We all have that wall crack, the drywall crack that pops up once a year and then goes back away, and that's because the house is shifting a little bit. Well, after this second bout, things are getting a little bit more dramatic, and a lot of the homes that you'll see that are at auction are broken pretty badly.
And you guys had a house in Frontenac that the two of you worked on.
That's right.
Stephen and Andy. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that house in Frontenac, because that's a community. You'd think somebody in Frontenac, those are big homes.
Yeah.
You'd think they would have some top-notch contractors.
Well, I think there's a few that are. And, sometimes people start off good and they go south. I've worked for companies that started off with the best of intentions and the path to hell's paved with them. So it's what you do with the money afterwards. But this house in particular in Frontenac, these were really very, very nice people that are getting up in age. And I was referred by a very close a person I do a lot of rehabs with and repairs for, and it's like a family. It's almost like they're folks. So I get in there and I realize that the one thing I was asked to help out with was there was a new retaining wall and there was an approach to the basement that was not working well. And really, the guy building the retaining wall there just didn't have enough help in putting together a collection system. So rather than take his work away, I felt it best to pay it forward to those people and help him design a system that would keep him keeping his job, putting this wall together and terracing the yard off. Railroad ties were a big thing and there's they're dying.
Seemed like a great idea at the time.
Yeah. And so it's such a temporary move. So they're making this transition. They're trying to be responsible, fiscally responsible too. Just because somebody's
is that what they're replacing? A railroad ties?
Yeah. And so and some bad block. The reality of it is they didn't. They're at the end of their world. They're wanting to hold on to their money best they can. Right. And so I helped them with that aspect of things. And so once they liked me, which is important, and you can't use that ability the wrong way. And I think we see a lot of sharp penny, shiny, but no character.
Right.
Attitude is altitude as long as you have character with it. So we talk a lot about having a good attitude, but if you don't follow it up. So having my background with having networking, Andy's a salt of the earth kind of guy. I mean, and very knowledgeable, and he doesn't take advantage of situations. But you do not want to get in a fight with this guy because he will take you down. So I knew that he was the right person. This lady brings me over to a bay window, and I'm looking at this bay window, and I'm thinking, she goes, could you peer this for me? I said, I could. And I could probably rework that brick, but I'm not comfortable with your window. I don't like how any of this looks. I've been taught enough by my B&I brothers, as well as Andy is, that I know better. And I realize this is, yes, I could sell something. Yes, I could make some money.
This may be a job for Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors.
Well, I got him right on the phone. Yeah. Got her on the phone right there, talked it through. And Andy, take it from there.
Well, really, what he was seeing was severe settling, and it's so bad that where a bay window was put in about a year before, they didn't pour a foundation for the brick to be supporting the bay window. So, in fact, the brick was laying on dirt.
You're kidding.
Absolutely not. And this is a beautiful Frontenac home. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. All brick home. I mean,
that was a build out off their master bedroom, too. I mean, this is a big deal to these folks.
So, right. The old Sunday school song, "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Dirt."
Right.
I don't think that was how it goes, is it?
Oh, yeah. And, it was kind of interesting. When Stephen was really talking with the homeowners and started sending me pictures, I was able to start diagnosing what was really going on. But when I really got out there, it just went to show the poor craftsmanship and the inexperience and education of what was really needed to go in that opening. And after really spending some time with these homeowners and figuring out the best option, we were actually able to save them thousands of dollars by going to more simpler option, which in most cases, most construction companies are there to upsell. In this case, it wasn't that at all. We were backing them up and saying, listen, let's look at the simplicity of what we're trying to accomplish here. You don't want to have settling anymore. You want to make sure this room is secure, and let's get this bad stuff out of the way and move forward. And that's what we were able to accomplish. And it's just a great way to show how two very credible and very well-educated construction companies can work together and help a client.
Oh, is that me?
Out.
Oh,
yeah.
Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors and Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions, two very well-educated contractors. I mean, you guys, one of my favorite things about having you guys on the show is the level of education. You guys take what you do really seriously. You study it. You know your craft. And you look out for people's best interests. You take that knowledge and use it for good.
Well, it's the golden rule. We say it a lot, but, treat people the way you want to be treated, but there should be a tagline on that if you don't treat yourself well, you're not going to treat anybody else well either.
That's right.
So,
very true.
So my wife, I told my wife I have to treat myself very well every day now. Daddy's getting new shoes.
I think a lot of that lends well, too, sorry to cut you off, Doug, but the fact that a lot of the houses are bouncing back relative to their worth, and as a result, are looking to sell, but a lot of times have flaws that you're mentioning that can really blow an entire deal.
You have to be able to look for them, too. If I see overworked drywall, and think about this, folks, if you're looking at your ceiling and you see somebody's put a lot of mud and they've sanded a lot at the roof and the wall, or they've got cracks at the windows and you see that they've been working on it and working on it and working on it, well, that is not a normal place to be sanding. So you really have to be forensic. Seriously, you have to look at what did this person that's just polished to put lipstick on the pig?
Right.
Why did they paint the floor? Why did they paint their walls?
Yeah, you see many layers of kills over some water stain.
Right. Suddenly we have brand new crown molding in this room that doesn't even have a shiny doorknob. I'm just saying, you better be aware. And if the bones aren't right, I don't care what's upstairs. I've been to so many homes, Frontenac, Ledoux, and the upstairs are palaces. And then you see the dun dun dun, the dungeon, and I'm talking bad, 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 bad. And they say, well, we don't go down there. We moved our washer and dryer upstairs. I'm like, you're breathing that air four times an hour, whether you like it or not. Am I right, Andy?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, sometimes we come in behind a rehabber. Mm. Sometimes we come in behind somebody that thinks they're a jack of all trades and they're a master of none.
The do-it-yourselfer.
Yeah. God bless them. They keep me in business.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. But the big thing is have integrity with what you do. Be the first one. If somebody calls you an expert, tell them, don't call me that. I practice. I'm more of a doctor. It's a practice that you have. Never let somebody call you the ultimate dude, because you're not. You'll get schooled that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great time for just to get thrown right back in your face.
Yeah.
Nice little lessons awaiting when somebody calls you that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I know at JH Exteriors and at Waterproof Solutions, we've had a great response from our listeners that have used you guys.
Outstanding.
That's great.
Everybody's had such great things to say about both of your companies. And what you guys do for this show is very much appreciated. I'm going to make sure all you guys' contact information is on our website at doughaldeman.com. It's DOUGHALDEMAN.com. Look for Andy Seitz from JH Exteriors and Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. Now, guys, we have winter coming up, and I really want you guys to stick around, because I have a lot of questions about what we need to do to prepare our houses for winter. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.